9 Gs. That's what a fighter pilot can pull in a hard turn, and that's roughly 9 times the force of gravity trying to drain the blood right out of your brain and down into your legs. Do it wrong, or do it a hair too long, and you black out. Pilots call it GLOC, G-induced loss of consciousness. And here's the terrifying part. You don't feel it coming, and when you wake up, you've lost 15, 20, sometimes 30 seconds. If you were pointed at the ground when the lights went out, that's the whole story. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about a piece of software that decided it wasn't going to let that be the whole story anymore. Let's break this down. The system is called AutoGCAS. That's the Automatic Ground Collision Avoidance System. And it does something that for most of aviation history, we said we would never let a computer do. It takes the controls away from the pilot, without asking, without warning, until the very last second, and it flies the airplane off the ground. Before I get into the engineering, let me tell you who makes today's segment possible. This one's supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI. The whole journey in a coin you can actually hold. Beautifully made, built to last, the kind of thing you keep on your desk for 30 years. AviationSoul.com now. Controlled flight into terrain. In the accident reports, it's just 3 letters. CFEIT. It means a perfectly good airplane working exactly as designed. Flown right into the ground. No mechanical failure, no fire. The engine's running fine the whole way down, and for decades it was one of the leading killers in aviation, military, and civilian both. In the fighter world, it had a specific brutal flavor. You've got a single pilot pulling hard, maneuvering aggressively down low, and if that pilot loses situational awareness or gets disoriented or blacks out under G, there is nobody in the other seat to say a word. The airplane just keeps doing exactly what it was last told to do, which is often to descend until it meets the terrain. The United States Air Force studied this for years. Their data told an interesting story. A huge share of the F-16 losses, the single-seat Fighting Falcon, weren't the airplane failing. They were CFIT. Pilots flying a healthy jet into the dirt, most often because they were unconscious or disoriented, and simply ran out of altitude before anyone knew there was a problem. So the question the engineers asked was the right one. If the airplane knows where the ground is and the airplane knows what it's doing, why is it just sitting there watching itself crash? Here's what most people miss about why this took so long to solve. It was never really a sensor problem. We've had radar altimeters and terrain databases for a long time. The old system, the one that came first, was called Ground Proximity Warning. You've heard the Hollywood version, a loud voice yelling, "Pull up! Pull up!" That's a warning system, it tells the human. And then it trusts the human to act, and for a conscious alert pilot who got a little low, that warning is great, it works. But think about the failure case that was actually killing people. The pilot is unconscious, or so disoriented they think down is up. You can shout "pull up" at an unconscious pilot all day long. Nobody's home. The warning system's entire design assumed a functioning human on the other end. And in the exact scenario that mattered most, that assumption was false. So the leap wasn't a better sensor. The leap was philosophical. It was deciding that the computer would not just warn, it would act, it would fly the jet itself, and that is a genuinely hard thing to get right. Because you've now created a new and horrifying way to die. What if the system fires when it shouldn't? Picture this. You're a fighter pilot, screaming down a canyon on a legitimate low-level training run, doing exactly what you're supposed to, and the airplane suddenly decides you're about to crash and yanks the stick out of your hands, and pulls you up into the guy on your wing. That's called a nuisance activation. And if AutoGCAS did that even occasionally, pilots would switch it off and never trust it again. The whole program would be dead. So let's break down how it actually works, because the cleverness is in the restraint. The system is built around one idea, the last instant. Not the safe instant, the last instant. AutoGCAS is constantly, many times a second, doing a calculation. It looks at where the airplane is, how fast, what attitude, what's the terrain ahead pulled from a digital elevation map of the entire planet, and it computes a trajectory. Specifically, it computes the recovery. It asks, if I took over right now and commanded a maximum performance pull, a hard climb, could I clear the terrain? And as long as the answer is yes, it does absolutely nothing. It stays completely silent. It lets you fly. It lets you dive at the ground, maneuver hard, Do your job right up to the edge. The instant the math says, if I wait one more moment, I will no longer be able to save this airplane, that is when it fires. Not a second early, because every second early is a second you were robbed of doing your job. And it's a second closer to that nuisance activation that would destroy trust in the whole system when it fires. It's aggressive. It rolls the airplane upright because you can't climb effectively if you're inverted, and it commands a hard, roughly 5G pull straight up and away from the terrain, then. And this part matters. The moment the airplane is safe, it hands control right back to the pilot. It doesn't keep flying the jet. It does exactly one thing. The pull that saves your life, and then it gives you back your airplane. On the head-up display, you get two converging arrows, and when they meet, the system engages. That's the pilot's only cue that the machine is about to take the stick. The data behind that trajectory calculation is worth pausing on. The system needs terrain elevation for wherever you happen to be worldwide, and it needs it in a form compact enough to live on the jet and fast enough to check constantly. That digital terrain map, married to precise GPS and inertial position, is what makes the whole thing possible. The old warning systems mostly look straight down or straight ahead with a radar beam. AutoGCAS is comparing your predicted flight path against a three-dimensional model of the actual planet. Now let's talk about whether it works, because this is where it stops being theory. AutoGCAS went operational on the F-16 fleet in 2014. Developed by a partnership of the Air Force Research Laboratory, NASA, and Lockheed Martin. And it started saving lives almost immediately. Faster than anyone projected. There's gun camera-style cockpit footage out there, and if you've never watched it, you should. There's one that's become almost famous in the community. A student pilot pulling hard in a training fight, blacks out, GLOC. The jet rolls off and starts descending, nose down accelerating toward the ground, and you can hear the instructor on the radio, voice climbing, calling the student's name, to recover, no answer. The airplane is passing through low altitude, still diving, and the pilot is a passenger, unconscious. Then, down low, the recovery arrows meet, the system engages, and the jet snaps upright and pulls hard, 5Gs and climbs away. A few seconds later, the pilot wakes up, disoriented, alive in an airplane that saved itself. The whole thing was over in seconds. Without that software, that's a smoking hole and a folded flag. Within just a few years, the system had a confirmed tally of saved F-16s and the pilots in them, and that number has kept climbing. These are documented, real airplanes that were on their way to the ground with pilots who could not help themselves. That's not a simulation. That's not a brochure. That's the accident that didn't happen. The data tells an interesting story about trust, too. Pilots, especially fighter pilots, are not wired to love a computer that overrides them. That's an understatement. But because the engineers were so disciplined about that last instant design, because the nuisance activations were kept so rare pilots came to trust it, they'll tell you it just sits there quietly and stays out of the way, and that's exactly why they leave it on. The best automation is the automation you forget is there until the one moment you needed it and could not have saved yourself. So let's be balanced, because this show doesn't do hype without caveats, and there are real limits here. First, AutoGCAS in its original form is a ground avoidance system. It's about the terrain. It is not by itself a system that keeps you from colliding with another airplane. That's a related but separate problem, and the follow-on work, an air collision avoidance version, has been in development to handle mid-air geometry, which is a much messier computation, because the other airplane is moving and thinking too. Second, the system is only as good as its terrain data and its position solution. Garbage in, garbage out. If your database is wrong about a ridgeline, or your navigation solution has drifted, your recovery math is built on a bad picture of the world. In practice, the data is very good, but it's not magic, it's a model, and every model has edges. Third, and this is the honest limitation, AutoGCAS buys altitude, not miracles. If you're already too low and too fast pointed at rising terrain, there's a point past which no pull, human or computer, clears the hill. The system pulls the maximum it safely can. It cannot rewrite physics. It shrinks the window where a recoverable situation becomes fatal. It does not eliminate it entirely. And fourth, there's the philosophical cost, and we shouldn't wave it away. We built a machine that takes command from a human being without permission. That's a line aviation crossed very deliberately, with enormous testing. in a narrow military context where the alternative was a stack of dead pilots. Whether and how that logic should migrate into civil aviation, into your world and mine, is a real and open question. Because here's the honest timeline and where this is going. This technology is coming down the food chain. The Air Force pushed to get a version onto more of its fleet, including trainers and other fighters, because the logic is universal. Any single-seat, high-performance airplane that can put a pilot into GLOC or spatial disorientation is a candidate. That's well underway. The bigger story is what it means for the rest of us. The core idea, an airplane that continuously computes whether it can still save itself and acts at the last possible instant, is not fundamentally military. We already have the civilian cousins. Terrain awareness and warning systems, TAU-Os, are in the airline fleet and in a lot of general aviation glass cockpits right now. But those, like the old fighter systems, mostly warn. They trust you to pull. The question the next decade is going to answer is whether we let the automation take the next step in civil aircraft, whether your future airplane, when it's certain you've become incapacitated and you're descending toward terrain, quietly levels the wings and pulls, the same way Garmin's autonomous systems already reach further into the emergency envelope every year. The engineering exists, it's proven. It has a body count on the right side of the ledger. What's left is certification, liability, and our own comfort with the idea. And that's the part I keep coming back to. For 100+ years, the deal in aviation was simple. The pilot is in command. The pilot is the last line of defense. AutoGCAS is the first widely fielded system built on a quieter, harder truth. Sometimes the pilot is the one who needs defending. Sometimes the last line of defense is a few thousand lines of code that knows exactly where the ground is and knows exactly how long it can afford to wait before it saves your life for you. My thanks to the Air Force Research Laboratory, NASA, and Lockheed Martin, who's published work on this system and the pilots, it's brought home made today's segment possible. You can find us at RadioHangar.com. Go watch that GLOC recovery footage and think about what it means the next time somebody tells you automation is just there to make pilots lazy. I'm Vector. Fly like the machine's got your back and understand exactly why it does. See you next time.